Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
With Ken Laird and Chris Curtis on WEEI.
Yo! Ken and Curtis back in the studio. The friendly confines after last week's tremendous Army-Navy broadcast. Curtis, that was fun.
Honestly, it was a long weekend with the little guy. And I really didn't get a chance to sit back and be like, that was something amazing. I listened back to the Nick Lavery interview on Monday morning, just driving in, and it was such a cool experience. And so many things now are so overhyped that there's no way the event can reach the magnitude of its tease. But that was something that exceeded even my own personal imagination of what it would be like. Just the quality of the people that were there. And, you know, we were talking about with the great partners of the event at the Mass Fallen Heroes, and Blue Venus, Blue, what was the company?
Blue Mantis.
We got there. Very nice gentleman. And I mentioned something about how there's certain causes that should not be ever in need of adding money to deal with whatever the cause is dealing with. And we obviously, the Jimmy Fund's, you know, as good as it gets. And we were talking about the Mass Fallen Heroes Fund. And this woman who was watching our show, I think, you know, just because she had to be there, that's sort of our audience. I mentioned that. And she turned and, you know, said thank you. And she showed me a picture of her son who had been murdered.
Who died.
And serving his country. And it's like, oh, my God, knocked me on my ass. And but the people there, the chaplain that was there that was seated outside from the Naval Academy, the game actually, you know, it's not the most aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah, but it was a little wasabi bowl in terms of the actual on-field
don't
product.
Don't ever besmirch the name of our Naval Academy with the wasabi bowl. What type of school would play in that?
That's going to be a great one, though, coming up on the 28th at Fenway Park.
BC is going to get their asses kicked
really?
By SMU.
SMU's good?
Oh, my God. I mean, they're 10-point underdogs. I would take SMU in the points.
Bowl season starts today, by the way. Seven big bowl games on the docket today.
Yeah, I will be watching the NFL. But, no, in all sincerity, it was a really, really cool event. And
it's a bunch of people who sign up knowing they won't get the proper recognition, but it's actually a day and a weekend and a week where they get recognition, and that's the awesome part of it to me.
Absolutely, and it's, as I think we've said to Nick Lavery, that we live in a world where everybody, you know, you're hanging off the side of Mount Kilimanjaro to get the likes on Instagram, and these people, I mean, his story is something that
Captain America, that guy. I mean, Boston native.
The single most disciplined, strong, tough, just hero you'll ever meet in your life. And
even afterward, looking up his story in more detail, which I wish I had known before, but three Purple Hearts, like the manner in which he got the Purple Hearts is crazy.
Well, how he saved someone's life, right, who he was with when this insurgent that they were training turned on them.
Right.
And then he gets airlifted out of harm's way, gets the wrong blood type. I mean, 35 to 40 surgeries. I think I've had three in my life. Mm-hmm. I remember them vividly, and
left early all 3 days.
I did. I fainted, thankfully. I saw the after, and I was like, still look like this.
And on the football side of it, we had big things happening that day with the Kraft McAfee thing, which we played a lot last week. Braverman did a good job. We circled that in and played it. And it turned out to be, I think looking back on it, Curtis, that event, that little Q&A sparked Curran to drop his intel, right? I mean, I don't know if Curran was there, but I think here's my read on it. And the question you've been asking this week is why did Curran sit on this,
right,
if the whole thing happened after the Colts game? My read on it is he was given intel that he was told to keep under wraps. I'll give you this. I'll tell you this, but please keep it to yourself until the end of the season.
But that makes
why else wouldn't he have reported it then?
But why would they do that? What's the benefit of the Krafts?
Because they don't want this drama that's happening now. The Krafts wanted to go quietly,
but why,
and work in peace until the end of the year.
If you're going to fire Bill Belichick, shouldn't the first person you tell be Bill Belichick?
Yeah, not necessarily. Not if you want to you want a peaceful resolution to the season. You don't want him to quit. You don't want to fire him.
Well, he's
you want to treat him right.
Well, he hasn't been fired, and you're not treating him right if you whisper it to Tommy Curran and risk that report leaking out.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know this happened. This is just my speculation. Maybe you're right. Maybe that didn't happen. But that's the only thing I can come
to. So then you're saying that Tom Curran lied to the Krafts?
I don't know if it was the Krafts, first of all.
Okay, who would have known about this?
Somebody connected to the Krafts.
Who's that? Mike Reese?
No, it's got to be somebody of more repute than that.
Okay, here's what I have resolved. Bill Belichick is not coming back.
So Wiggy's wrong.
He's wrong.
Wiggy will be on the wheel.
Yes. And
but Wiggy is he feels very strongly about this. So does Massimo, by the way, at Aria.
Okay, what did Wiggy
say? So does Fourier.
How many leads did we do on Shohei? How many things has Wiggy been right about? I love Wiggy, but he's wrong about almost everything.
He just said they should sign Shohei. He didn't say the Red Sox will sign Shohei. Okay. He says in this case, Bill is not going anywhere, definitively.
Ken, what Robert Kraft did is inexcusable. And what Tommy Curran's doing is an insult to journalism. Because this is the biggest story in the NFL, and I'm not going to do the preamble that I do every time. Tom Curran knows I love him. He's a great guy, really good to me. Excellent reporter, all that, okay? I mean everything I just said. This feels a little bit like Tomasi 07.
No, come on.
It does. That Tomasi thought this other guy at the New York Times.
You're saying Bill got this right.
What?
Tomasi got something wrong.
Okay, but I'm talking about the timeline of. No, yes, Bill Belichick has not been fired. He has not been informed he's going to be fired. There has been no communication there.
Right, which is not what Curran reported. He just said they've come to the conclusion they're moving on.
Right. And if I come to that conclusion, I tell the person I've concluded it about before I tell Tom Curran.
That's very difficult for Kraft to do. Kraft wants to handle it the right way.
This is the wrong way.
Well, only because it came out now.
Ken, if you told me something in confidence.
Do you think the right way would be to fire him in the middle of the year?
I think you either fire him or you keep it to yourself until the season's over. What did Robert Kraft leak all around the midpoint of the season after the embarrassment in Dallas, the pathetic shutout to the Saints, the loss to the Raiders? What did we hear?
In Dallas.
Bill Belichick is not going to fire Robert Kraft. I'm sorry, Robert Kraft is not going to fire Bill Belichick in season.
Exactly.
Okay, so he's getting the message out that he's not going to fire him while simultaneously telling a reporter he's going to fire him?
Well, I don't know if Kraft told him that, but somehow Curran.
I'm sorry, if Curran's source is not Bill Belichick, his agent, or Robert Kraft or Jonathan, then it's not a story.
Well, Josh Kraft. What about any Kraft?
No.
What about an assistant?
If it's not one of those four people, and here's the reason why it's not a real report.
But he could have also observed behavior coming out of
Right.
You don't doubt there was they were pissed off coming out of Germany.
Ken, if Tom Curran reported. I believe the Krafts have come to a conclusion that they will fire Bill Belichick. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
What's the issue?
Right.
But he's reporting that the Krafts have decided that Bill Belichick is fired.
Right. Big report.
So there's a chasm between those two. And if I'm the editor, if I am the bosses of someone, then I'm going to say you either have the story. You see, this is the issue with today. What people do is they theorize. I saw it in real time during the Deflategate period where bombed off my ass. I'm acting like I know things, texting Schefter, Mike Florio. I'm texting Rap Sheet. I am. I mean, I'm going back and forth, acting like I know something. Each person, when I would say something, they would then offer something back as like a volley.
Mm-hmm.
And I had about an hour too late the 4-game suspension. And the way you get that is you go on TV if you're Mike Florio. You go on TV if you're Tom Curran. You go on TV if you're Dan Orlovsky. You flesh things out by acting like you have information, which then forces competitors.
Well, or in this case, McAfee is there on College Game Day and says something like he's in the know, which starts to shake the trees and things come out, which is why Curran's report came out the next night.
But that's the issue. But that's the issue. What should have happened after Game Day is Robert Kraft with a statement saying, I'm so grateful we had such a wonderful Army-Navy weekend. There was an awkward conclusion to my interview with College Game Day. Let me openly...
Instead, they called ESPN, right? Are we pretty sure that they put a call in and McAfee kind of backpedaled?
Of course.
But in this case, first time all year, because they let Bill take the brunt of the Ring camera.
Right. I've been told in the morning that I've been like this like crazy conspiracy theorist.
Well, you are. You're a psycho.
About what?
Your conspiracy theories are off the wall.
Like what?
Your Belichick derangement syndrome is well established. What? But in this case, you're right.
What are you talking about? There's no Belichick conspiracy theory. He's a putz without Brady. I mean, we have the evidence.
He's a really good defensive coach. Separate question on that later.
Okay, great. I can't wait. But what if they keep Bill as the D coordinator and they bring in a new coach?
Not that.
And anybody that says take away the personnel power, we're going to hang up, okay?
We got, Braverman, you can confirm, we got like several calls in that last week. That's what people want. People want Bill to stay under shackles.
And I want to be the sixth Kraft son.
But my question on that is coming up.
Okay, so here's the issue. So College Game Day has the interview. We played it in real time.
Yes.
And instead of cleaning it up on your own publicly, saying Bill Belichick is the greatest coach in NFL history, this was an awkward conclusion. I've since spoken with Pat McAfee and ESPN. I was in no way insinuating that there was any decision made, and I apologize for the confusion. Boom! It's out there.
It's out there, but nobody believes you.
Nobody
believes you.
Patriots fans believe Jerry Thornton. Like,
no, it's one of those votes of confidence that mean nothing. Dreaded vote of confidence. That's what that would have been.
Where would the lie be in that?
That it's not true. They've made a decision and they're going to let Bill go.
But they haven't made the decision. Until they fired him, the decision has not been made. Until you actually execute a hiring or a firing as someone in middle management.
It's complicated, though. They have made up their mind.
Are you defending Tom Curran?
Yes, in a way. Because I think he has the story right. I think you and I both believe Bill is gone. It's just the details. It's going to come quick.
What's
on
the biggest
January
story,
7th, 8th.
What would be the biggest story any Patriots reporter would ever have?
Something Brady or Belichick related.
Right. So that Bill Belichick was getting fired, right?
Yeah, but that's not what he said.
What?
He's going to be you don't think he's going to be fired. He'll be traded.
Okay.
Or he'll agree to part ways or something like that.
The Patriots.
The method of the departure may not have been decided. It's just that they're going to move on to a new place.
So the method of the departure hasn't been decided. The person who's getting fired or traded hasn't been informed, but Tom Curran knows.
Well, I think he said they've come up. Yeah, that's big reporting.
Okay,
Kraft knows what he's doing.
That is as flimsy as it gets.
I don't think. If you were his boss, wouldn't you be happy with the attention and the reporting, assuming this comes true?
Okay, do you know what the biggest issue anybody in this business can have? If people don't believe you believe or know what you're saying.
Oh, I believe him.
And I think that what Tom Curran has done this week is he got ahead of himself. He didn't have that story. Because if you have the story, other people confirm it, correct?
You don't believe the story.
I don't believe that the Krafts have decided to fire Bill Belichick today.
So you agree with Wiggy?
No. What are you talking about? He won't be back. Those are two
very
different...
So you agree with Curran?
What don't you understand?
He's either leaving or he's not leaving. You think he's leaving.
Okay.
That's what Curran's saying.
You told me that we were going to fire Laura.
Am I crazy here?
What are you talking about? They haven't publicly decided it.
They haven't publicly decided.
They have not sat down with... I think there's a chance if they went out, they look really great, that...
they win six games, they're keeping them.
Like a 1% chance, yeah. I have a chance at Powerball. As long as there's a chance, you haven't fired him. How do you not understand that?
Okay, but even Curran has said that. He said he's having a change.
Right, but then you're
But you two are saying the same thing.
Am I on Quaaludes?
I think I'm on Quaaludes.
What are you talking about? I didn't come out with a report.
Okay, but he's got some. He actually has sourcing on it.
So why isn't he standing behind it?
He's not.
I thought he was quabbling with words and reports and how things were being posted.
He is.
I don't know. I just heard that.
From where?
From our afternoon show.
Oh, I don't know the details of that.
I mean, for me, this is an issue because Curran's a guy that started at Metro West Daily News, has been covering the team since the late 90s. This feels Volan-esque.
Oh, come on. Volan, again, Volan had a faulty report that he went with. You think Curran, like Tomasi, got the story wrong, or like Volan got the story wrong?
Okay.
You don't. You think Curran has it right. You just want to rip Curran for some reason. I don't get it.
What are you talking about? I'm saying that what Tommy Curran did is he ran with something.
He didn't run with it. He could have run with it after Germany.
He ran with it before he had it. Bill Belichick has not been fired.
Okay, but he said he's not getting fired. He said distinctly they're not going to fire him.
And so he found out after they played in Germany.
Yes, they're pissed off. They've come to a decision in their brain.
And your theory of Pat McAfee expediting this?
Because it's starting to get out.
How many people have had public proclamations of Belichick's future since the Germany game?
Yeah, but this was with Kraft on the stage and then a non-response. And to your point, they have not come out and squashed that report. So 2 days, it just hung there. All right, we're up against it. Trending now, much to debate on this. Do you believe Curran? I guess that's the main thing. Do you believe Curran's report that the Crafts have made up their mind? 617-779-7937. I would also like to bask in the Celtics and Bruins glory at some point this hour. Can we do that, please?
I love basking.
Joe will do that now with details and what happened last night.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, despite being shorthanded, the Celtics moved to 13-0 at home, knocking off the Orlando Magic 128-111, the final score. Jason Tatum led all scorers with 30 points. Peyton Pritchard scored 21 points off the bench, including 6 of 7 from 3. Jaylen Brown had 18. Derek White had 19. The season Magic will do battle once again tomorrow afternoon from TD Garden. Bruins got back to their winning ways, knocking off the Islanders 5-4 in a shootout. David Pastrnak, Morgan Geekie, and James Van Riemsdyk each had a power play goal. Mason Lauri had the game-tying goal with 4 minutes left in third period. The Bees would win in a shootout 2-1. Coach Jim Montgomery talked about how important tonight's game was.
It felt like we were going to push right to the end. We didn't know if we were going to be able to tie it up or not, but you knew that our players, like, to me, that's the biggest win of the year, just because of the attitude on the bench. It's the first time where I felt like there was energy, emotion, everybody believed.
Short rest for the Bruins as they will return home to face the Rangers tonight from TD Garden. Puck drop is set for 7 o'clock. Final injury report has been released as the Patriots prepare to host the Kansas City Chiefs. Ramondre Stevenson is the only player currently ruled out as he continues to deal with a high ankle sprain. 7 other players are questionable. That would be Christian Barmore, Juwan Bentley, Trent Brown, Devontae Parker, Matthew Slater, Juju Smith-Schuster, and Tyquan Thornton. Side note, Kayshon Booty, DeMario Douglas, Brendan Schooler, and Tyrone Wheatley Jr. were removed from the injury report. On the other side for the Chiefs, running back Isaiah Pacheco will miss his second straight game with a shoulder injury, and offensive lineman Donovan Smith is also out with a neck injury. Pats and Chiefs kick off from Gillette at 1 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. And staying in the NFL, Week 15 continues today with a Saturday triple header. The Vikings will face the Bengals, followed by the Steelers and the Colts. And finally, the Broncos will face the Lions. We will have Westwood One's coverage of all three games right here on 93.7 WEEI-FM, beginning at 12:30, following Ken and Curtis. I'm Joe Braverman, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway.
There we go. Curtis on a Harley.
For adventure.
Hair blowing back in the breeze.
Comes
heading up to Laconia. That'll be coming in the summer after your Jupiter trip.
I cannot wait. I love Jupiter.
21 flex days for you this year? My God. That is a shocker.
We can go down that road. That was a bumpy afternoon for Ken Laird on the text grid.
It was not. It was totally accurate. I flubbed Wiggy.
Flubbed Wiggy.
I got to apologize to Wiggy. I had two extra Wiggy flex days in calculations.
Not to get into the weeds, a flex day is a day you take off and are paid for, not when you're mourning the loss of someone or when you're taken off the air. That is not a flex day.
Well, I told them, I was asked for the numbers of flex days, and I said, do I include bereavement and Curtis suspension days? I put them in the information for them to disseminate in any way they chose. I don't know whether it was Greg or Courtney or whoever, but that was the way it was posted.
Yeah, well.
Not my fault.
Always looking to keep...
You were missing 21 days.
Keep the drunken Wiggy down.
It's 4 weeks. I mean, God, you and I used to fight for the second week of vacation in the early parts of our contract.
Do you include the days that I was on vacation and I drove back from Wareham to host when Greg couldn't get the stupid equipment to Nantucket?
Just saying, I was surprised.
I mean...
It was higher than I thought.
I mean, the days that you work are 17.
Well, you always point that out, but geez, 21, second highest on the show. It is the Ken and Curtis show. Ken Laird here, Chris Curtis over there. I would like to bask in the Celtics and the Bruins for just a second. Can we do that, please?
Love it.
19-5-4 for your Bruins, who come back last night from three deficits. And after Milbury calls for Linus to be traded, which is not that outrageous of a suggestion, he has a performance for the ages, despite giving up four goals on the night. Tremendous 2-0 toe save to get them back in it in the second, and stars in overtime as well. So the Bruins are hot. The Celtics are 19-5, beat the Magic. They were the 3 seed in the East.
Yeah, I'm worried about the injuries. I'm worried about Porzingis. I don't trust him in the playoffs.
They won without Porzingis. They went without the bigs.
Yep.
Here's my question to you. Why are they not publishing the ratings?
Because they're not good.
That can't be true. People have to be watching the Celtics in big chunks.
When was the last time somebody was getting good ratings and didn't want anybody to know about it?
Well, I know. It's just shocking.
So why are you asking the answer?
Even if they're just up slightly, why wouldn't you post that?
The Patriots have shared ratings, I believe, twice this year.
Right.
So they're able to. They're still getting them.
Right.
But they don't share them. So that's my point, Ken.
But to bask in 13-0 at home for the Celtics. But this hasn't been done.
None of it matters since 86. I know.
No. 1957-58, the last time they started 13-0 at home.
But didn't they only have like one home loss? In 86 with Bill Walton and Larry?
Must have been early because I saw this nugget last night. Check that out. The record is 17, set by the 57-58 to start the season. So this team doesn't lose at home.
In 1986, the Celtics went 40-1.
Yeah, but when did they lose their game?
I don't know.
Must have been early. This team is as hot to start in the city as anybody.
I was two, just so you know. Remember that puppy dog.
It's historic. We
it's
don't
awesome.
Talk about them much.
I love the team. I hate the coach. I can't.
Really?
I can't. Oh, God, is he such a dink.
He's made some strides. He's pulling me. I don't know that I'm totally in, but I'm hanging around. Oh. I did, by the way. You know I have my high-ranking executive in the Cleveland Cavaliers organization.
Yep, who was wrong once.
Later, I can give you his breakdown of the team if you'd like.
Maybe 12:35.
12:35. We're on until 12:30 today. Triple header for the NFL today. Vikings-Bengals at 1. We'll have that game on Westwood 1. Steelers-Colts at 4:30. Broncos-Detroit Lions nightcap 8:15. Saturday NFL today.
So here's where I stand. Can we play the Curran report?
Yes.
People may have missed it.
Now, this was the first one Monday on NBC Sports Boston, which he then followed up with on our show with Fourier and Gresh.
And Fourier did a phenomenal job. One other point, and I know I'm just a medium producer at this lovely radio station. If you refer to Robert Kraft as Mr. Kraft, I completely tune you out.
Yeah, but at this point, it's become kind of a catchphrase, no?
why? Why do you call him Robert? Why do you call him Mr. Kraft?
Okay.
It's so beneath you as a host. He's a football owner. He makes billions of dollars. He's not doing this for the benefit of anybody but himself. I mean, God love him. He's a philanthropic guy, done a lot of great things. He kept the Patriots here, but he's not Mr. Kraft. It's not like father.
Mr. Warner, Mr. Henry.
No.
Mr. Grosbeck.
That is, if I had one policy, it would be you can't share fake flex days, and the other one would be you can't call the owner of a team by his surname.
All right, let's hear the report. This was the define the week. Give Curran that, right? This set the dialogue for the city.
Sure did.
And for the nation when it got picked
up.
Let's
hear from Mr. Curran.
You know, they could have been backstage gassing for 25 minutes before the Hall of Fame thing. And they were talked out, and they just saw each other as they went on stage. And, hey, Bill, what's up, Rob? Well, we just talked. So we're inferring things off of the most, you know, using Zapruder film breakdowns on things that really are not indicative. All I can tell you that I, you know, have had indicated to me is, you know, things have gone too far, and that, you know, at the end of the season, there would be a parting of the ways. And for a variety of reasons, there will be no, you know, firing of Bill Belichick.
Okay, and that was a long back and forth with Fourier, and, you know, Fourier was, like, shocked. He was like, I don't believe it. I disagree. But there'll be a parting of the ways and not a firing. So if Curran gets this right, and on January 10th, they have a press conference and Bill announces he's leaving or whatever happens.
But he's, like, the 600th person who said that. I mean, this is what I'm getting at. I've said that. I've heard other people say that. I think Jones has said that. I mean, a lot of people have said.
No. You haven't said it. It has been told to me. That's a report. Okay. That's, I've got some insight in the organization.
Right. And so it was told to him in Frankfurt, mm-hmm. which was, what was that, November 10th? November 12th. It was the day of the brunch at the Tresca. Tresca? Mm-hmm. No, Tresca's Ray Bork's thing. Anyway, Strega.
Strega.
Anyway. And so you find that out, you're told he's getting fired or mutually agreeing to part ways, and it's embargoed until now when Pat McAfee asks an awkward question that's not really a question,
mm-hmm.
and it's not adopted by anybody else. So, I mean...
Maybe he went with it too early. He might be getting heat from his source.
But that's what I'm telling you, Ken.
But don't you think Curran will be praised when it's all said and done if he's right?
If
he got it right, he got it right. If Wiggy's on the wheel in a Speedo and he's turning around slowly and he's getting eggs thrown at him, and that visual is out there, people will say Curran wins. Curran was right.
Okay, but if you ask me if there's anybody coming on the right side as you're pulling out and I say no and there's nobody there but I don't look, it doesn't mean I was right. It means I just guessed right. And if he gets slammed, it's still my fault. Like, Tom Curran either has it or he doesn't. We have all theorized that they will work together to find an elegant solution. Tom Curran said that over the summer, that he thought that there would be a way to figure out an elegant exit, that Robert Kraft didn't want to mimic what had occurred with Brady. We all believe that the reason Belichick's here is because of Brady's success in Tampa. If not for that, then the Krafts wouldn't be so worried about their reputation.
Well, maybe, but to rewind it to the summer, doesn't it appear clear now that Kraft had a plan? He had a 2-year exit plan for Bill. They signed the multi-year contract
with two years
to sync up with Gerard Mayo's contract, and they thought he would catch Shula in those 2 years, and that would be the line of demarcation, and then Mayo would take
over.
But
you could say that the Krafts were writing this on the wall when they came out there immediately after Rap Sheet has the story about Bill Belichick's contract, a week after Bill Belichick saw the report from the NFL Network that said that Mac Jones was on a short leash and expects Zappe, and then he doesn't play Zappe, he dresses Malik Cunningham. The next week, you have the Belichick contract news drop mm-hmm. at 10 in the morning.
Right.
Then, that afternoon, before game or after the game, Tom Curran says it's not an extension. It's 1 year left.
Right.
None of this happened.
Right.
So Curran's getting that from Kraft.
It's gotten good this year.
And so instead of just saying what was going on, you have each side doing this. It's such a waste of energy, and it puts a lie to all the nonsense we were fed about the Patriot way. They're all just selfishly engaging with their own legacies where the team is secondary.
Well, sort of, but don't you think Kraft is making the right call? I mean, you've made it clear you're not a fan of Bill, and you want it to move on.
Why are they wasting so much time trying to curry favor with fans that only care if the team wins or loses?
Well, actually, the fact that this report got out has made Bill a bit of a sympathetic figure. I mean, this is backfiring a little bit on Robert. Don't
a
you
little
agree?
Bit. If it's true.
And the players are sort of rallying to his defense.
What? Did you see yesterday?
Well, not Mills. Not Jalen Mills.
I mean, we went 2 decades without anything like that. Now it's a common occurrence. Trent Brown says, go where you're appreciated, brother.
But but we had Phillips do so, okay, right?
Right. Phillips, no, it was the guy
Adrian
from...
Dietrich Weiss.
The guy, Peppers, who after he had Peppers. Said, we ask, all of a sudden is saying, Bill's the greatest thing since sliced bread. I mean...
But they might believe it. This gets back to Bill as a defensive coach.
It's the same reason Fourier and Wiggy can't accept the fact that Belichick's done. They're still afraid of him deep down. They're still worried.
Well, probably. I mean, yeah. If you've ever played for the guy, it was probably
right.
Very...
There's still people I'm afraid of. And so, you know, that's life. It's what happens. It precludes proper judgment.
By the way, thank you to the texters, several pointing out that despite going 40-1 in 1986, the Celtics loss came in early December to Portland.
Peak too soon.
So this team is ahead of the 85-86 Celtics on the pace.
On you the think pace. They'll end up with one or fewer losses at home?
Yes, I do.
Is that a report?
And the in-season tournament sparked it all, re-engaged the team.
I am just so shocked at the fact that you think that this is perfectly normal reporting, even though it's not a report that's been verified in any way.
Well, how do you know it's not been verified? Like, what you wanted other people to come to his defense. It sort of has, right? I mean, we had Jeff Howe report this week.
That there is still a chance that Bill Belichick retains his job. That was yesterday.
Now let me read this. Signs have pointed toward this being the final 4 games of Belichick's unprecedented tenure with the Patriots, according to sources close to the situation. Okay?
The story. What's in the story? He says that there's still a chance that he comes back.
However, there are still some in the building who wonder if an unlikely winning streak or even 3 wins in their final 4 games against rivalry opponents could change the narrative surrounding Belichick's future.
So there you go. You just cited that. That helps me.
But then it says, while it surely appears Robert Kraft is prepared for a split after the season, a continued string of strong defensive showing, signs of life from Zappi's offense, and an eradication of game-swinging mistakes could conceivably swing Kraft thinking in the other direction. I don't know. That's on both sides of it. That's
right.
Both sides of it.
But that's what's the truth.
It's not been decided.
No.
They're going to win games against rivalry opponents and save Bill's job.
I don't know if it'll save his job. The story isn't, is he definitely coming back? The story is, has he been fired? That's why you don't understand what I'm saying.
But that's not what Kern reported, that he's been fired.
You
said they've.
You said if they part ways at the end of the year, he's going to be right.
Yes.
Okay, so how is he not reporting that he's been fired?
Well, you're getting caught up on the word fired.
Dismissed. Mutually agreed to consciously.
They all mean the same thing.
Right.
Well, not really. Fire a guy, that's much different.
Oh, so if you're the Chargers and you're right, we've parted ways?
Well, they have to come up with a trade. They need a first-round pick. They've got a lot to rebuild.
Okay, even more reason why this hasn't been done. And if you want to get a trade, don't you need it to be amicable with the head coach?
Right.
So in what way
so
does
this week has hurt that?
So then explain.
So they're probably upset at Curran's report. That's why Kraft didn't want to announce this to anybody after the Germany game.
Because it's not been decided. And until it's decided, it's not a story.
It's been decided.
So Jeff Howe's lying now.
Well, Jeff Howe said signs have pointed toward it being
right, but
the end.
That there is the potential that he's back. So if there's
I don't buy that. Somebody in the building thinks he could save his job. Just like Wiggy.
Oh, so
it's like
now
Wiggy
you're
or
dismissing his sources.
Yes, I am. Right, Team Curran here. I mean, know this is like a popsicle headache. Some people have said that, but it is amazing. The different... This is the stuff that, like, books are made of. The various layers of the dismantling of the dynasty.
I'm sorry. This is the biggest story in Boston.
Well, right.
The future of Bill Belichick and its decision. Because you and I agree... When you're not trying to just disagree for fun.
I'm not. I'm
you just cited a story that had my point of view, and then you just said, I don't trust his sources, so why did you cite the story to begin
Jeff
with?
Jeff Howe's story starts with, signs have pointed toward right. this being the final
You might
four.
Want to read more than the first sentence when you're talking about a story.
No, I think that's what he led with. The lead is, it probably is the end. Unless he saves, do you really believe that? He can win games against the Jets.
Of course,
and save
I don't think
job.
Robert Kraft wants to fire him.
I think he does. I think they've had it. It's 5 years. It's not and in massive embarrassment midseason, as you pointed out. Some of these games have been dreadfully embarrassing.
And we're citing a win against the T.J. Wattless Steelers, who are unraveling before our eyes, who had lost to the Cardinals the week before.
Well, you and I aren't. We called that out last week.
But I'm saying that people in that story are saying if he continues this work with Bailey Zappi.
That's why Chiefs... I disagree with Hal's story. Right.
Right. But I do think that there are people in the building that if they go on a run here and what they did against the Steelers is not just a one-off, that the team is still congealing around Bill Belichick, that they say, what's the better option?
Great. Stacy from the marketing department thinks Bill can save his job.
So now you're really just saying that Jeff Howe's a trash reporter. I mean,
he's got low-level sources. Curran, I believe, is connected to Kraft, and we know that because already this year he has gotten reports from the upper levels to correct the contract stuff, right? We had Dale and others say multi-year lucrative contract, and Curran said, nope, I got the details. It's 2 years, and how else would you get that without a pipeline to Kraft?
Why do they have a decision desk on election night? Why do you have to wait to call certain states? Because it's not over until it's over.
It's over. Is this what you're holding on to? It's like it's Fox News. Fox News projecting Trump is still going to win in Maricopa County. And
no, I'm talking about...
You know in your heart you agree with Curran 100%. What he's reporting is in line with everything you've been saying all year.
Right, and my frustration is with the modern reporting ways where people go on a show, say something, and then are outraged that they were quoted about it. And this is the biggest story of all these reporters,
right?
And you either have it or you don't.
Are you happy with Kraft?
No.
You think he's mangled this?
This whole operation, the organization is a dumpster fire. They can't even figure out how to fire a guy.
Well, it's complicated. 617-779-7937. A lot of calls lining up. We'll get those. My question for you
And there's
about
a guy
Bill.
That says that Belichick could quit and choose his own team. No, if you're under contract, just like Sean Payton was with the Saints, you can't quit.
You can sit out of here.
No, yeah, your year of service has to be done with that team. Because Payton did sit out a couple years, and he still got a first-round pick.
Good point. Unless that's in the contract. Okay. What if he had a buyout like a Brady? Like a non-franchise tag clause.
There wasn't a buyout with Brady.
They agreed to not be franchised.
Right.
What if there's some language like that?
I mean, but then we're not talking about this.
Well, we could be. We just don't know.
Okay. If there was a play where mutual sides could, one or the other could say, I'm done without any issues, it would be done.
Chiefs, Broncos, Bills, and Jets. Jeff Howe says it could save Belichick's job. Do you agree? Next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Nice job, Joe. There's a Christmas song for you. Mannheim Steamroller. German, which is where it all began. All the reporting started to coalesce right after that loss to the Colts bright and early on that Sunday morning in Germany.
My dad worked with a guy named Wolfgang. And we went to, I think it was Mannheim, Stuttgart, Berlin, all over Germany. People in Germany are very serious, very not very warm people.
Well, you don't exactly perk people up when you're walking down the street. So
I got to tell you, when I'm at a remote, I'm the most welcoming of the group. For autographs.
You missed that our behind the curtain Breslow Q&A Thursday night. What happened there?
I would have loved to have been invited.
You were not invited?
No.
That's your own that email.
I mean, I probably was, but I had a young boy who was under the weather, and I got to tell you, if I brought home Pennant fever too. The house would have been in ruins.
Full throttle. I enjoyed it. We had a good 30-minute.
What an
Q&A.
Awful offseason. God,
it's
do they
just
suck.
Just getting started. God. They signed
just
Cooper Criswell.
Just getting started. Who? Griswold? From the Vacation movies?
Yes, they signed Clark W. Griswold.
I have to say, the European vacation is as good as it gets.
Yeah. Not as good as Wally World. I like the West trip.
It's too. I was too young for that one. But
speaking of Christmas, Maya and I go every summer. Every summer
for Christmas.
Every December we go down to Faneuil Hall and get a new ornament. The prices on the ornaments are jacked up. It's like $20 an ornament.
Everything is so expensive.
All the decorations are very expensive.
It's just, I mean, you know, it's Biden's America.
And then I got talked into buying, and I'm kind of, it's a cool thing, but it's like this. It's got bubbles and it lights up and it plays music. It's like a snowman in there. $82 for this little thing that sits on her desk.
That's for Maya?
That's your Christmas present.
Oh, bah humbug.
It is cool, but it's $82. Like, how can you afford to decorate your house?
But you got the tougher thing as a girl dad. You can't say no. It's impossible.
Like, it's so cool.
And she's so sweet.
Yeah. It was tough to say no, which
what,
I have.
What ornament did she get?
She got this prince. It's like, I can't even describe it. It looks like one of the Nutcracker things that moves, but it's like some kind of wizard, princess wizard thing.
Did you get a Breslow onesie?
I did get a Breslow.
Oh, nice.
Breslow time.
Oh, I have no idea why 15 GMs turned down the opportunity to interview.
I have heard secondhand that they have had their meeting with Yamamoto. They flew to California and had their meeting.
And Yamamoto has moved on as well.
Well, he's mulling it over this
week. So the play that changed it all.
In Germany.
The punt without a punt returner. this is my latest theory, not a report, as to what happened.
That Kraft is so Kraft, infatuated with special teams.
No, he's just Kraft is standing there with, you know, the CEO of Gillette and everybody else. And he sees this punt without a returner. And he just chucks a schnitzel at the wall. And he's like, I'm done with this DB. And in a fit of rage, maybe Hefeweizen induced, they say something where Curran picks up on it that they were done with him in Germany.
Can you add some clarity to what has happened this week with the Curran report, with Bill's future? Does he have a chance to save his job? Has he already been decided? Who do you believe? What is the truth? Can you please tell us?
And honestly, Bill Belichick is a sympathetic figure in this. He deserves better than this.
You're right. I said that 30 minutes ago. You agree with me as always. 617-779-7937. Tim in Springfield. Hello, Tim.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
You know, if Bailey Zappe goes out of his way to light it up in the last so many games, then it's just going to absolutely make O'Brien and Belichick. You're going to have to question what happened with that whole thing with him and Mac Jones and who's behind it. Because if that is to come to fruition, I just don't get it.
Well, right. So if Zappe continues to play well, it's worse for Bill, right? It makes Belichick look worse.
That's what I would say. Yeah.
Unless Kraft
look worse. Why did you?
Yeah.
No,
why did you play him earlier?
I think it's. I mean, Tim, thanks for the call. By the way, saw a story yesterday. Top 10 hottest real estate markets in America. Number 8, Springfield.
Ooh.
Number 9, Worcester.
Love it.
So must be the cost of Boston. Everybody's moving west, but interesting to note. The
wasn't the Commonwealth ranked like one of the happiest states to live?
Except for 9 to noon last on Saturdays. I would say that if Zappe is great, that's the insurance for Belichick.
Well, he'll try to spin it that way.
Right.
Kraft drafted him.
I said the divorce would be better than Brady and Bill. I mean, it might be better.
It is getting good.
Unbelievable.
Let's go to Phil in New Hampshire. How happy is New Hampshire?
Very happy.
Hey, I love New Hampshire. It's fantastic. Beautiful. No state tax.
True.
All right, so here's a question. What's to stop Bill, considering I feel like he's being done dirty right now? What's to stop Bill from just putting it out there to teams that would be interested and say, hey, if you trade for me and you disrespect me by trying to force me to coach your team, I am not going to coach any team that trades for me, nor will I coach a team that gives up assets for me when I want the assets.
Right, and then he won't be coaching.
So you think that Kraft is just going to let him coach the Patriots, or he has to fire him? It forces his hands.
No, you have
to fire him.
You don't have to fire anybody. If Bill Belichick is talking to other teams, he's in a breach of his contract. And if Belichick,
if he just puts it out verbally and just says out loud, like say, any team that trades for me would just force me to not. Right. I would want to have my own choice.
But Phil, everybody believes
to not coach.
Phil, everybody believes that they would have to be on the same page for a trade because nobody would trade for Bill if he said he wasn't going to coach for that team.
Right. So you don't have to. Like, that's the point. Is like, why would they even give up an asset when they know that Belichick's interested in coaching other teams? He's just going to have to wait for the interview until old Budget Bob decides to cut ties.
Yeah, but that's the point. It's just like Sean Payton didn't want to coach the Saints anymore. He stopped coaching the Saints. The Saints had a different coach, but when he wanted to return to coaching, he had to be traded and get equity for
it. Sean Payton retired. Sean Payton retired. He did that to himself. If Belichick doesn't if Belichick doesn't retire, if Kraft wants him gone, Kraft has to make a move. If you wait too long making a move, you're not going to have any choices but Gerard Mayo.
Right, but I think that that's the plan anyway.
You think Gerard Mayo is the plan anyway?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's some reporting that, they're going to want to go in a full different direction and all
What's
of that.
What's that report?
That was Graziano, didn't he, from ESPN?
No, he said that there is the potential, but Graziano reported that the most likely outcome is that Belichick's gone and Mayo's the head coach in the ESPN story.
I think they want their shiny new offensive toy. They're going to end up with a Cliff Kingsbury type, and we're going to end up with Belichick in the AFC East and the person like me that likes to watch the world burn. I want him just like my friends. I have really good friends I do business with that are
all. Bills fans, I heard the call to the midday show. I heard the whole thing, that he has friends that are Bills fans that are so
down. It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday.
No, but it just is the same thing. I mean, Phil from New Hampshire called Gresham Fourier and said that he had friends. Mm-hmm. It's like Trenny talking about which side of the Charles she's running on. I don't care.
Okay, but Mayo, they can't say Mayo's the pick because they have to go through the proper coaching search. The timing of it is very
But do they? I'm not asking this to be obstinate. Like, Gerard Mayo's an African-American man. Do they need to do the Rooney interview process?
I think so. I think they still have to interview five candidates and who knows?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't either. But I would assume, you know, Mayo is pretty – you've got Mayo. If you want to tell him he's the guy, he's not going anywhere. So you do have that in your back pocket. And a Bill O'Brien, right? They're not going to let Bill O'Brien go after a year.
That is the worst part of this week. I think it was Breer who said that.
Well, there's a clip about this that Kraft said last week we didn't play. I want to play that for you next because I do think it lends some light.
I do not want Bill O'Brien back as the offensive
coordinator. He ain't going anywhere.
Oh, God.
It's Kenny Curtis.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.